Yad Vashem was established in 1953 by the State of Israel, and it has three main goals. One of them is remembrance, which I will elaborate. The second is education. And the third is connecting to remembrance. It's collecting, it's the archives. So if we're speaking about commemoration, Yad Vashem is about to commemorate, trying to commemorate all the Jews who were murdered in the Holocaust. One of the examples is the Hall of Names, where we are collecting names of Holocaust survivors. Other example for commemoration is our archives, which contains actually 72 million documents about the Holocaust. And when I'm saying document, it's all kind of documents. I'm talking about testimonies, video testimonies and written testimonies. I'm talking about diaries, about last letters, about Nazi documents, of course, about book. We are trying to collect everything that we have about the Holocaust from different perspectives. For example, in Yad Vashem, you have the hugest collection of the Landsmannschaft book, these communities of survivors who after the Holocaust created this Landsmannschaften and actually wrote books about their lost communities. And of course, we have the museum. It's about the second or third goals of Yad Vashem. It's about history. We have a museum who tells the history of the Holocaust. But what is interesting, again, about the museum in Yad Vashem is you not only have the history, I would say, Geschichte of the Holocaust. It's not only 1933 until 1945 where you go and hear historical fact. I was saying this number of 6 million, this hugeness of the Holocaust, it's too huge. This is why in our museum, which is a historical museum, basically, but you will have, for example, testimonies, video testimonies on the walls. You will have artifacts and testimonies who actually give you, I would say, the first voice of the Holocaust. So on the one hand, you will have a wall which will say Hitler rise to power in 1933 and the historical story. But of course, on the side, you will have a testimony by a survivor who will tell you when Hitler rise to power, this is what happened to me. And in 1935, of course, you will get an historical explanation about the Nuremberg laws. A Holocaust survivor said, I was expelled from school. So it goes alongside. You have the historical narrative, but you always have the personal narrative.